Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Who's in control of your 401k? Some financial technology firms are offering participants of employer-sponsored plans access to outside financial advisors. One 401k administrator isn't happy. Fidelity Investments telling account holders they could lose consumer protections and even access to their accounts if they go that route. Joining me to explain what's happening and why is Thomas Dolman, professor of finance at St. Louis University and co-founder of Elemental Wealth Group. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So what's the issue for Fidelity Investments? Why do they appear to be concerned about this?
I would like to say that it's Fidelity purely being altruistic, looking out for plan participants, the security issues, those things. And while that might be part of the issue for Fidelity, as is the case in, you know, with most of these large financial services firms, I have a, you know, suspicion that this really ultimately comes down to money. It almost always does. So allowing outside advisors kind of outside of the Fidelity 401k ecosystem to provide this advice and to earn compensation for providing that advice could, it's my understanding, directly compete with programs that Fidelity themselves offer. So I suspect that that is ultimately really what's going on here, is Fidelity trying to control their ecosystem as much as possible so that they can control the fee income that's generated within it.
So if you're a participant of an employer-sponsored 401k plan, what do you need to know and what questions do you need to ask, for example, if you want to consider an outside advisor?
Yes, I think this is where, and this is near and dear to my heart. I have a lot of academic research in this area. We also provide advising to employers on their 401k plans. But advocacy and education is just paramount in this industry. And when I say that, I mean advocating for the participants and educating them and really laying things out to them, laying out the pros, laying out the cons, obviously always laying out the cost to these things. So, you know, there may be situations where working with your advisor to help manage your 401k plan assets makes a lot of sense. There might be scenarios in which it doesn't make a lot of sense. And that's what participants ultimately need to understand. If they have a robust menu of many investment options to choose from in their 401k plan, then that might be where it might make sense to have an advisor providing you with, you know, that professional management of your account, especially for those people who want the peace of mind knowing that that's being taken care of for them. I mean, ultimately, that's why a lot of people end up hiring financial advisors, is they want the peace of mind of knowing someone's taking that off their plate. A professional is taking care of that for them. But on the other end of the spectrum, you have plans out there that have very limited plan menus. In a lot of cases, in those limited plan menus, it might make sense to just invest in the target date fund that's appropriate for your age. In that scenario, it probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense to have an outside advisor helping you with your allocations, since the decision is much more simplified. Because at the end of the day, this extra advice is going to come at an extra cost. So you got to make sure that you're getting enough value for the additional cost that you're paying for that advice.
One of the fintech firms that is providing kind of this link between a company like Fidelity and some of these outside advisors is Pontera. So what's their role in connecting the accounts with that advisor?
Yeah, and in full disclosure, we actually have access to Pontera. We don't use it a lot, but essentially what Pontera is doing, so advisors cannot hold and store login credentials for their clients, right? I, as an advisor, I cannot have, you know, a secure file with usernames and passwords so that I can just log directly into a client's 401k account and take a look around and manage their assets for them. Cannot do that. So what Pontera does is they stand in between the advisor and the 401k platform. They are the ones that get the credentials from the client, from the plan participant. They're the ones storing those credentials so that the advisors don't have direct access. And through the platform, the advisor has limited access to the overall account. So that the idea is we're really just trying to give advisors access to the investment options so that all they can really do is manage the assets as opposed to, for instance, I don't know, changing beneficiaries or something like that. So that's the crucial role that Pontera plays. They are the ones that can structure this in a way that advisors can legally and securely access these accounts on behalf of their clients.
Now, one of the things that Fidelity has said, and I think we've seen some accounts in other reporting about people that have been blocked out of their accounts for a time because of concerns about the security of their accounts and the fact that they do have to share those credentials. Are those some valid concerns there?
I suppose there is, because Pontera and other fintech firms like Pontera obviously do need to store those credentials. And I'm sure they're using the highest standards of encryption, probably, I have to imagine, bank level encryption. So from their perspective, you know, I'm sure they feel, you know, very confident in their ability to securely store that information. But, you know, who's to say that it's not possible that their system could get hacked or some, you know, an outside bad actor could get their hands on those credentials, in which case, yeah, I mean, that could be a problem. But any financial institution has to securely store credentials. Fidelity has to store credentials for their own clients, Schwab, et cetera. So, you know, I'm sure there are some valid concerns around that, but I'm a little skeptical that that's the full story.
Well, I really appreciate your insight today, and thanks for joining us on KMOX.
Okay, I appreciate it.
That is Thomas Dolman, professor of finance at St. Louis University Chaffetz School of Business and co-founder of Elemental Wealth Group, joining us this morning here on KMOX.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.